The epistle appointed to be read for this, the Sunday within the octave of Christmas, is taken from that of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brethren, as long as the heir is a child, he differeth nothing from the servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed by the Father. So we also, when we were children, were serving under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem them who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God hath sent the Spirit and of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore now he is not a servant, but a son, and of a son an heir also through God. And the gospel appointed to be read is a continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Joseph and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were wondering those things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted, a sign, and thine own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed. And there was one, Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was far advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow until 84 years, who departed not from the temple by fastings and prayers, serving night and day. Now she, at the same hour coming in, confessed to the Lord and spoke of him to all that looked for the redemption of Israel. And after they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their city, Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong, full of wisdom, and the grace of God was with him. And thus far, the words of the saving Gospels. Praise to thee, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Friends, what is particularly lovely about this Sunday within the octave of Christmas is that as the church is still bathed in the revealed light of our newborn King, the gospel begins to illuminate just why this light has come into the world. We have just heard proclaimed Luke chapter 2, verses 33 to 40. Now, at the very end of the Christmas season, or at Candlemas on February 2nd, we'll hear the preface to this mystery of our Lord's presentation to us as King, also from Luke chapter 2, but 10 verses earlier, 22 to 32, which highlights for us another mystery of our salvation. See, what is of great moment to us is the real material poverty of our King, who is still rich in justice and mercy. See, in the presentation of our Lord in the temple, Jerusalem saw a glimpse of the new law which would be established in Christ. So St. Luke's Gospel reads, 10 verses prior to today's, And after the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as was written in the law of the Lord, Every male opening the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according as those written in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Okay. Now, the law of the Lord referred to at the conclusion of today's gospel was given to Israel in Leviticus chapter 12. In it states that a prescribed sacrifice when a male child is born is a year old lamb. But if the woman was poor and therefore not able to provide a lamb, the law states she shall take two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one for a holocaust, the other for sin, and the priest shall pray for her and she shall be cleansed. Okay, this is the churching of the purification of the virgin. Right? It's obvious then from the gospel account that we heard in chapter 2 of Luke, that the Holy Family was poor, since no mention is made of a year-old lamb being brought for sacrifice, just the pair of turtle doves. However, in the poverty of the Holy Family, one of the greatest riches of our faith is revealed. For in the person of the Christ child, the Lamb of Sacrifice was indeed presented in the temple as the offering for Our Lady's purification. The same Lamb, identified as such by John, years later as he was purifying others in baptism of repentance, being the last and the greatest of the prophets of Israel. So imagine St. Joseph now presenting the Christ child to Holy Simeon, the just and devout man of Jerusalem, who was inspired by the Holy Ghost to know that he would live to see the consolation of Jerusalem. So it was before the flickering flame of divinity that the wise and holy priest Simeon must have melted with love as he held in his arms the expectation of Israel, the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Simeon foresaw the sword that would pierce the pure virgin's heart. Simeon knew he could now die, consoled by the sweet oblation of him who is the eternal high priest. This priest of the old covenant, before Christ offered his paschal supper, held in his Levitical hands the body of the Lord, which would usher in the new covenant in his blood. 30 years before John the Baptist would announce him, Simeon received the virgin's gift and beheld the Lamb of God, who would take away the sins of the world in this longed-for redemption of Israel, which has once and for all been accomplished in Christ. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.